Welcome back to Off Camera with Ella Chang,
Avery Cohen,
and Vivi Shea. This is our podcast where we talk about all things entertainment.
Today's episode is all about the Oscar-nominated film No Hard Feelings, starring Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, so this movie is about like a mid-30s-year-old...
32. Don't age her. 32.
Sorry. Who is... recently got like kicked out of her house because she's like not paying rent or something. I kind of forgot what happened there, but she needs to make money, and I'm pretty sure she also like got fired from her job or something. But basically she has no money, she's like rent due, she's in debt and stuff, so she has to find ways to get money. And she sees this ad online, and it's like, come date our 19-year-old boy, like we'll pay you. Like, he's so like unsocial and awkward.
Their payment was a car, and she needed a car.
Oh, car, right. She got her car taken away.
She got her car towed.
Yeah. Not her house.
And like, they wanted Maddie, that's the name, right? To come and date the son because he was about to go off to college. So he wanted him to have some experience with like girls and knowing what to do.
He was really socially awkward.
Yeah, and he like hasn't talked. He like doesn't have any friends. He's never talked to a girl.
And he works at a dog shelter.
Yeah. So she like, it's basically just like her like dating him, and it's
sorry.
Anyways, the whole movie is basically just like her like dating him and trying to like, I don't know, like keep him like with her, cuz he like, he at first it's like really creepy cuz she's like, get in my van. Like,
it's so
like,
funny.
You can come, like I'll drive you home. And then it's like, this isn't the way to my house. And
no, then, it's the way to my house.
Yeah, she's like, it's a shortcut or whatever it is.
That was so funny. She goes to, because the parents are like, go, like, meet him. He works at the dog shelter for whatever hours. And she goes, and she's all in like, some, like, fancy, like, get up. And
yeah, she's like, in, like, a hot pink, like, mini dress. Like, and heels.
Come with me.
She's like, I'll take you home.
He's like, oh, it's okay. She goes, no, really, I got it. And takes his bike from him and, like,
yeah. Like, stuffs it in the back of her car. It's really silly. But then they start hanging out, and I really don't like the guy.
Andrew really Barth good. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Barth Field. Andrew Bartman. What's his name?
Barth Feedman?
Well, it's Bartholomew. Percy Becker, but he's played by Andrew Barth Feldman.
And yeah, we know with the guy, Percy, but what about Andrew?
What guy are you talking about?
What's the actor's name?
Andrew Barth.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew Barth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Andrew Barth Feldman.
So then they start hanging out, and it's really awkward, and it's really weird, and I really don't like it, and I really didn't like it.
The age gap is just really awkward.
13
so
years.
Weird.
That's, but like, how old I am.
This is kind of controversial, which I guess we can save to the end. We can talk more about it, but I'll say one quick thing on it. If the roles were reversed, and it was some 32-year-old man trying to get with a 19-year-old girl, it would not be allowed to even be made into a movie.
That would be crazy.
It'd be so creepy.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know. Maddie never tells Percy that she's getting paid to do it.
That does make sense. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I'm actually only dating you so I can get a car from your parents.
No, but like, I feel like, I don't know. I guess you're right. She wouldn't tell him, but. He doesn't know. He's not like suspicious of. Yeah, like, he thinks it's weird that she's so interested in him.
Yeah,
but
he just thinks she's like a weird, like, girl.
Yeah, and like, but he doesn't know his parents are behind it.
Okay, so they like continue to hang out, and it just like, it's really awkward every single time they. Oh my gosh, what was that one scene, where she
took him to the bar?
No, she like took his car or something, and then he like rode on the hood of the car.
Oh, naked?
Oh, naked.
Yeah. Oh, that was on the beach.
That's later.
Oh. Yeah, the beach scene is
so, like, weird.
We'll get to the beach scene later. But her whole job is to, like, break him out of his shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're doing, like, really, like, not extravagant, but, like, out of the normal things.
Yeah.
As, like, hang out. Like, they're not just like, going to those houses. They're, like,
getting drinks and stuff
like
that.
Going to the bar. Yeah. Like, going, like, skinny dipping.
Yeah, like, night and everything.
Which it's brings like, us to the beach scene.
So weird.
She basically, they like are going like skinny dipping in the little ocean, and he's like, no, like I don't want to do that. And then she does, and then these like four like 20-year-olds or something come and like steal their clothes.
And then she goes Maddie goes and fights them naked.
Yep.
Naked.
Just like
completely.
Completely naked.
It's so awkward.
It's so weird.
And then what happens next? Like, he gets back in the car and then they go. And then she's like, wait, no, wait for me.
No, because he's not.
Something happens.
No, because they're both, like, naked. Because they get their clothes back, but they don't have, like, time to, like, get
change,
dressed.
Because
then something happens where, like, the cops are called or something.
Oh, yeah.
So Maddie, like, runs into the car, but then, like, Percy's too slow or something. So he just, like, jumps on top of the car. But then, like, so he Percy's naked, like, in, like, the...
Like, the window
shield. The windshield, yeah, at the front of the car. And they're getting chased by police.
Oh, it's so... What was that one scene where, like...
Because she also doesn't have her license.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
So that's also why they're running from the police.
Yeah. There was that one scene where he, like, something happened...
What happened?
Something happened to his back or something. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Something happened to his back or something. He got, like, stung by a jellyfish or something.
Oh, so bad.
Wait, so she's like,
was that when they meet the Manny? Like,
Manny.
The man, Nanny, Manny?
Oh, maybe. But,
so they, so, like, Maddie's introducing Percy to all of his friends and stuff, and then Percy introduces Maddie to this really, significant role model.
It's like his best friend, like, only friend, mm-hmm. and he's, like, really old.
And he's, like, a man nanny, and it's so funny, like, Maddie and the Manny get into, like, this whole, like, argument about, like, who's being creepier, which situation is creepier, like, the Manny and Percy, or Maddie and Percy, and then he gets, like, stung by jellyfish or something.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is this, like, later on, like, that there's this scene where... Basically, Percy is with Maddie, and they're at this fancy dinner. And then she sees this, like, Harvard girl. I think they're going to Harvard. Or, like, Ivy League.
Yeah.
And she's like, come to this party with me. Like, come to this function. And Maddie gets so overprotective. It gets so,
weird. It's, like, a famous sound on TikTok where she's like, what's your number? And he's like, he didn't bring us one. She's like, I can give it to you. It's like. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'll switch it up.
Okay. But it's like a famous sound.
You'll
on
definitely
TikTok.
Know it when I can, if I can find it. You'll definitely know it.
Because she's like,
he doesn't need it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like it would have been better if she just let him go to the party. Because then she would have.
That
was
they
the
did.
Whole point.
They did go to the party.
Yeah. No, but like just, what if she like just left him alone? Like if he just let her go with the Harvard girl. Because then she would have gone in the car because she broke him out of her.
Shell.
His shell. She wouldn't be involved with the 19-year-old. And then everything would be good.
Wait, Vivi, can I see your phone to try to find it?
And, like, it's so weird because...
There's such a no hard feelings at it.
She was kind of, like, overprotective of, like, this 19-year-old boy. And it was the point of the whole, plot. It was, like, point to get Percy mm-hmm. out of his shell and go to a party with other people. Yeah. But
yeah. Like, I remember... And then when they get to the party, like,
she goes in.
Oh, my gosh. That was so awkward.
It was so awkward. A 30-year-old at
a college
party.
Yeah.
She goes in and she yells at people and like doesn't she fight this one kid or like ruin his drink?
Well, it's because like there's a rumor because there's multiple Percys at the party, mm-hmm. but someone like because they thought she was younger than she was.
Here it is.
Okay, pause. Well, Vivi will show us this.
I can send you the address. He didn't bring his phone, so.
Oh, I can give you the address. No need. Can't hurt.
Yeah, you've heard it, definitely.
Yeah.
But if you're on TikTok, you've heard it.
Yeah, but basically, they go to this party, and, like, there's a rumor going on that, like, Percy, like, went upstairs with a girl, but it's not the actual...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it is the actual Percy. And, Percy went upstairs with the girl that invited him to the party.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, like, crazy. She's like, what? And then goes and, like, finds him.
Like, she goes, like, crazy. She, like, ruins the house and, like, mm-hmm. fights mm-hmm. somebody. I don't know.
Fights these literal teenagers who are just seniors, and while she's, like... 32-year-old mm-hmm. woman.
And so everybody's like, what is wrong with this girl? So then they get kicked out. And
a little off-camera moment here, a little behind the scenes. I saw this, like, interview, and, like, there's in the big fight scene, there was this, like, shelf that's, like, a prop shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you, like, rush into it, it'll just collapse.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Lawrence said it was, like, a one take. Like, they had to get the fight scene in one take.
Oh, really?
Because you couldn't rebuild the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like kind of stressful to like have
that
to.
That would be like you messed up.
If you messed up, then you just like can't mess up.
I would not be able to fake fight someone.
This like, is like off topic, but like like Avery's, like when I was watching the Percy Jackson like a hero's journey documentary of the behind the scenes.
Go watch our episode, guys.
On Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Please do.
Basically, they were
has like eight episodes.
Basically, there was this one scene, and it was the love tunnel scene where you know they jumped into the water.
Yeah.
And Leah was really nervous about it because it was like a one take scene because you know they have to like dry off and dry the clothes, so it would take hours to refilm it. And yeah, so Leah was just scared. Percy Walker wasn't. He was like happy to be doing it.
I love Leah. She's so pretty. Yeah.
She is.
What did you
She's
say?
Gorgeous.
I said, Walker, what a gentleman.
What such a gentleman.
Anyways.
Okay, Vivi, what were you saying before Ella interrupted you about Percy Jackson? You were saying something.
What was I saying? Oopsies. What were you saying?
I was saying that about like how they had to do with the one take during the fight scene.
Oh, I was saying how I would never be able to film a fight scene because I would never be able to make it real. And then I would accidentally just punch somebody in the face.
It's like during the Hunger Games when like Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson, who play PETA and Katniss, they like in Mockingjay Part 2, like they'd have that like fake fight scene where like PETA attacks Katniss.
Yeah.
And there's so many clips of them just like bursting out laughing.
Yeah, I know, like, I saw those because he has to like have like on top of her with his like hands around her neck. Yeah.
Not in a weird way.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's like choking her. He's choking her.
Not in a weird way.
No, like in a fighting way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, okay, this is like back in middle school. Remember when we used to fake slap Avery?
Like, where you hold someone's cheek, like, one side of their cheek, and then you clap with your hand.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we got in huge trouble for trying to fake slap.
Yeah, we got in so much trouble for that. No, Vivi, I don't trust you. I don't trust this.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
That looked real.
Because Alex and I were doing, like, a monologue about, like, sisters in a fight, and we wanted to, make it more real. So we wanted to do a fake slap, and then it kind of got out of hand.
Mm-hmm. We're in trouble at lunch.
Got in trouble at lunch by the principal?
Yeah. No.
By like one of the they have three principals
Lucas
at the middle school. By like
Miller.
One we got in trouble with admin. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Nice job, guys.
Okay.
Okay, back to the movie.
Back on track. So should we introduce I feel like we've pretty covered it pretty well, except at the end, do people want to share how he finds out that she's doing it to get paid?
I stopped watching once he found out because it was too cringy.
Okay, so basically,
like can't handle
he found out, I think, correct me if I'm wrong,
over
movie.
The phone.
Because because
in the limo.
No, basically what happened was
in the
Percy
Tesla.
Was talking to his dad, and then I think they were going to go drive somewhere, so Percy told, was like, I'm going to go wait in the car, which was a Tesla.
Oh, well, that's what I meant. It was
so,
totally
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so the dad called up, what's her name?
Maddie.
But it connected to the Tesla.
But connected to the Tesla. And that's basically how he found out about everything.
I was close. He was in a car, and they were on the phone. So
yeah,
I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah,
then,
then he started, like, crying or something, and I couldn't handle it.
No, and then, like, he invited, like, there was a dinner, and then later on, like, stuff happens, but it's not really important. And then later on, there's this, like, family dinner, and it's just the parents and Percy. And then he's like, oh, I invited Maddie to come over. Like, you guys can finally meet this girl that I'm, like, seeing.
Oh, like,
oh, because, he knows.
He knows, but they don't know he knows.
And then they go to his prom.
No.
Yeah, they go to his prom.
Is Maddie at his prom?
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
No.
Well, what's the scene where he sings Maneater on the,
That's what? Not during that part, because isn't it that he gets mad, he ruins the car, right? He makes his plan with his other friend to go ruin the car while this dinner is happening.
Ruin Maddie's car. The one that she was going to be getting for getting with him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and ruins it with one of his, like, friends.
Okay, rude.
The prom scene was when it was during the dinner where, like, after, you know, during the fancy dinner. It was
like,
before that.
So, basically, the prom scene is when they're at the fancy dinner and then the Harvard girl comes. And then he gets invited to, like, the prom party.
Yeah.
And then she goes in her prom dress, in her little prom dress at 32 years old, and fights a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And then,
see,
so
this one. What
yeah.
Is, that's the, isn't that the
where, should we do?
Something happened to his back or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he got scratches on his back. That's what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And so basically, like, okay, so then they go, Percy goes up to the bedroom, right? And then Maddie follows him. They kind of, like, apologize to each other in a way. Mm-hmm. And, well, Percy's still mad at her, but, like, they're, like, kind of, like,
they're more,
they're more, like, on even ground, kind of, but, like, not really. And so,
no, they're
Percy,
more friends.
No, but, like, later on, Percy still holds a grudge. Like, he won't, like, he blocked her number and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And so,
wait, why does he
Percy
have to apologize?
No, no, Maddie has to apologize. And so, he, like, and so she, like, wants to apologize to, Percy. So she finds him at this, like, Harvard. I think that's the college they're going to, like, this Harvard,
No, I don't think they go to, I don't think they're going to Harvard. Like, Andrew Barth, like, put going, Andrew Barth, the actor, put going to Harvard on hold. But I don't think Percy's actually, I think Percy's going to, like, Princeton.
Yeah, but they were at a bank,
Penn or something. I'll look it up.
Yeah, something like one of the, like, East Coast, like, East Coast big schools, Ivies. And so, basically, she finds him at this, like, banquet for school, and she goes there and tries to apologize to him. And I think he doesn't really take it that well, because she kind of makes it this whole big deal and makes it bigger. Like, she makes a whole scene, let's just say that. And so, later on, I guess, Maddie goes back to the house and figures out the car was,
ruined.
Fixed. The car was fixed.
Oh.
And, the car's hers again, and she then picks him up to drop him off at college.
And they all made up, and they're all, like, made up, and they're, and it's,
now
they're just
platonic. Yeah, they're
totally platonic.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so, why don't we say, some of the characters and who they're played by.
Okay, perfect.
So, there's Maddie, which we talked about a lot, and she's played by Jennifer Lawrence.
Then there's Percy. He's played by Andrew Barth. He's, like, the 19-year-old.
Okay. Then we have Laird, which is the dad of Percy, and he's played by Matthew Broderick.
Then there's Allison, the mom of Percy Becker, played by Laura Bentinine.
Then there's Sarah, Maddie's friend and emotional support, played by Natalie Morales.
Okay, and that's basically the main cast. There's, like, other people, but they're not, like, as significant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so why don't we talk about some controversial ties to the movie, like how it got nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, that
so
was a
weird.
But I feel like that's not, like, the right type of movie.
Like, because Jennifer Lawrence, her acting was good and she was super funny.
Yeah.
But, like, Oscar. Compared to some of the other, like, Poor Things, like, Emma,
Stone.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I wonder if she got that right. One for Poor Things.
Emma Stone has so many Oscars.
I want to watch that.
She has two.
No, but from La La Land?
Yeah, she got one from La La Land.
Oh, did she not get that? Oh,
well,
I thought she got
more. Like, her name has to be the one announced for her to get the Oscar. Like, if, say, La La Land wins for production design, she doesn't get an Oscar. Production design gets the Oscar.
Oh, I did not know. No,
she might have more, but, like, I know for, like, best actress, she has two.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Which is already a huge B.
Which is, a huge accomplishment.
How many, I'm going to search up now, how many Oscars does Emma Stone have? Oh, yeah, she's two.
Okay, wait, I'm not going to look it up because they're, like, so, yeah, it's, I don't know, I don't feel like it's, like, a right, like, Oscar movie.
Yeah, I feel like Oscar movies need to be more, like, deep and serious.
Yeah,
this
deep and
like
serious.
It's, like, a comedy.
But maybe... maybe that's why they chose it, because they wanted something not so deep and serious. But Oscars, I mean, it's voted on by the Academy, so it's voted on by other actors, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Academy is.
I don't know. Maybe there was a deeper plot in the story, and I just did not see that, because.
Yeah, same. I just saw it. It's cringy and weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It smells so bad. Do you guys not smell that?
No.
Open that door right now.
Okay, yeah, it just wasn't the right movie for an Oscar.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think something like a Golden Globe, maybe?
Yeah.
Or
no, a Golden Globe would make sense.
Yeah. Wait, was it nominated for a Golden Globe, or was it an Oscar? It was an Oscar, right?
Yeah,
not a Golden Globe.
It was an Oscar.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, should we rate it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched it in a little while, but I remember liking it. Like, I remember thinking it was a little bit overrated, but, like, I really liked it because I like Jennifer Lawrence's acting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it my usual 3.8 out of 5.
Okay. I thought it was really cringy. I didn't like it. I mean, it was good. I love Jennifer Lawrence. That's so loud. I love Jennifer Lawrence, but, like, I don't know. It was really cringy, and I didn't like how, I don't know. So I give it a 2.
Oh.
0.3. 2.3.
2.3.
That
doesn't help anything.
I just, I don't think it was Jennifer's best movie. Let's just, it wasn't her best movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I agree.
I think the plot was just weird. It was just cringy overall. I think. Kind of like a 2.5 in Vivi's area.
Yes.
Wouldn't watch it. Actually, I kind of would watch
it
again.
I would watch it again. It was good. I'd watch it again, too.
Yeah, I'd watch it again with a group of friends, but, like, not alone.
I wouldn't watch it alone, no.
Yeah. With a group of friends.
Yeah.
I watched it originally with a group of friends because it was, I think it's rated R, so we couldn't go see it in the theater. Mm-hmm. So I watched it when it came out on Netflix.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Off Camera Podcast with Avery Cohen,
Ella Chang,
and Vivi Shea. Now back to the music.